Imagine running a multi-billion-dollar operation for an exploding population, but you actually don't control like 95% of your income.
Right. One bad month from corporate headquarters, and you're just sunk.
Exactly. Welcome to our deep dive into the Western Cape government's Provincial Treasury Strategic Plan for 2025 to 2030. Today, we're looking at how a massive government entity is trying to escape that exact financial trap. So, okay, let's unpack this. The core tension in our sources today is
Well, it's really about how a province realizes that simply saving money is no longer a viable survival strategy.
right, because to understand the strategic plan, we first have to look at the province's wallet and a glaring vulnerability there.
Yeah, the vulnerability is staring them right in the face. The plan outlines that a staggering 95% of the Western Cape's provincial budget comes entirely from national transfers.
Wow, 95%.
Yeah, it's huge. These transfers happen through the equitable share, which is basically their slice of the national tax pie based on population and conditional grants. Those are funds handed down for very specific non-negotiable projects.
And meanwhile, the local population is growing significantly faster than the GDP. It's like trying to feed a rapidly growing family while relying entirely on a fixed allowance from your parents.
Eventually, you need to generate your own income.
Because they've been running this highly efficient operation, right? They've even achieved 11 consecutive clean audits.
They have, yeah. But what's fascinating here is the Treasury finally admitting out loud that their old survival strategy is just dead. The plan explicitly states that expenditure discipline alone is no longer enough.
Wait, really? So they can't just budget cut their way out of this?
Exactly. They are officially pivoting from being strictly expenditure-centric to becoming revenue-driven.
But how does a local government actually generate its own revenue instead of just waiting for that national payout?
Well, they're aggressively exploring alternative and blended financing models. Basically, instead of just spending public funds until they run out, they want to use the little public money they do have to absorb initial risks.
Oh, I see. Which makes private investors feel safe enough to come in and actually fund those massive local infrastructure projects.
You hit the nail on the head.
But if you want to generate your own revenue, you have to invest in your own backyard, right? Hire local businesses, build local infrastructure. But here's where it gets really interesting.
The legal wall.
Yeah, the minute the province tried to pull that lever, they hit this massive legal roadblock, the Public Procurement Act of 2024.
Right. So the national government passed this act to centralize procurement via a national public procurement office. Their stated goal is to create a unified system to streamline buying across the country.
Okay, but the Western Cape government is fighting this tooth and nail, right? They're even threatening legal action over it.
They are. They argue the centralizing move violates Section 217 of the Constitution. That's the specific clause guaranteeing local organs of state the autonomy to develop and implement their own procurement policies.
So what does this all mean? I mean, is this just a bureaucratic turf war over red tape? Or is this a fundamental battle over who holds the real power to shape local economies?
If you look at the sources impartially, it's really the latter. Procurement isn't just buying office supplies. It's the primary mechanism a government uses to directly stimulate its local economy.
Right, because when a province controls its own procurement, they can award a massive road building contract to a local business.
Exactly. That local business hires local workers, they spend their paychecks at local shops, and that expands the local tax base.
And if a national office steps in and awards that same multi-million-dollar contract to like a massive out-of-province conglomerate.
All that wealth immediately leaves the region,
Yeah.
and their whole strategic pivot to generating local wealth is severely kneecapped. You just can't be revenue-driven if someone else decides who gets your contracts.
Man, that is a profound tension between national uniformity and provincial independence. And, you know, this matters directly to you, the listener.
Absolutely.
Whether it's repairing the local roads you drive on or funding community safety, this tug of war dictates exactly how effectively your tax dollars translate into actual daily services.
Yeah, it determines whether your local government can actually respond to your needs or if they're just middle managers passing down national directives.
Which brings us back to that whole parents and allowance analogy.
Yeah.
If the new reality is that local governments everywhere must eventually become their own revenue-generating businesses just to survive,
It's a tough spot to be in.
it really is. It makes you wonder, what happens to the municipalities that simply don't have the resources, the infrastructure, or the tax base to attract that kind of private investment in the first place? Do they just go bankrupt?
Definitely something for you to mull over until our next deep dive.